Mini and Elliot Chris of FCN with you here talking some NFL. This is Mean Streets right here on Game Plus Network. Thanks for taking the time to hang out. Let's talk about those San Francisco 49ers as we continue the NFC West division previews here. So the Niners got some fantasy assets, there's no question. Elliot kind of mentioned they had three players on the field last year that was healthy. He wasn't really wrong. This was a competitive team a couple years ago, of course, taking care of the Packers en route to a Super Bowl appearance, losing to the Chiefs. But now they look healthy and they got themselves a brand new quarterback in Trey Lance, who they moved up to take third overall. So he is QB 18 NFFC leagues. This month, high stakes leagues where people are putting their money on the line, ADP is continuing to rise with every few days, honestly. 144, the ADP, Trey Sermon. They also drafted RB29, 75 ADP, Raheem Mostert, RB31. Five picks after Sermon on average. Brandon Ayuk, wide receiver 26. Debo Samuel, wide receiver 37. And of course, George Kittle, the yak monster, tight end 3. So they are 14-1 to win the Super Bowl, plus 200 to win the division. Their win total is at 10.5. Let's just get it out of the way and talk Trey Lance. Elliot, Trey Lance continues to move up boards, but when I had tweeted a couple weeks ago that he was the biggest riser in fantasy football from mid-May to mid-June to mid-June to mid-July, nobody had moved up at all, like nobody. And at the position, he leapfrogged like 10 quarterbacks. And you had said that it's not high enough. I kind of agree with you. What do you expect from Trey Lance? And where should he go?
Yeah, I mean, it's the no pants dance with Trey Lance.
Yeah.
You know, it's like his rushing abilities, it's the Konami code, right? Like I've written about it at FTN Fantasy. It really is rushing ability unlocks everything. I mean, Tim Tebow was a QB1 and that man was completing four passes a game, right? Like, and the last time Kyle Shanahan had a mobile quarterback was RG3 and he won Rookie of the Year. Teams don't trade up into the top three to then not play that player. Like, it just basically historically doesn't happen. I understand 20 years ago you can find examples, but it's a different time. And they've really built an incredibly solid offense around Trey Lance to come in and succeed. You mentioned all of those playmakers, great bookend tackles. Trent Williams might be the best left tackle in football. So I think he's going to come in. They're going to have manufactured plays. So I think he might start a lot earlier than people think. Guys like Lance and Fields tend to kill preseason because they're playing against lower level competition. The dual threat ability really gives a lot of teams struggles in preseason where they're playing vanilla defensive packages, right? So these guys, I mean, look at Dak Prescott. He took over Tony Romo. I know Romo got hurt. Russell Wilson, a lot of these guys come in and teams want these guys to play early and often because they have that 4 or 5 year window, right, with that rookie quarterback contract. So I fully anticipate Trey Lance playing. And then once he plays, like, I would much rather have Trey Lance than Jalen Hurts, for example, at a cheaper price.
Totally agree.
Because they both have the same rushing upside. He's got way more playmakers. Debo Samuel's too cheap. I think he and Brandon Ayuk are basically on the same page. I mean, Samuel has a higher receiving prop than Ayuk does. He's more quarterback proof because, I mean, his yards after contact per reception or yards after the catch are like twice the next closest player in football. He's a beast after the catch. Kittle makes me a little nervous at that price tag. I think the market was very smart to move Waller ahead of him. The end of the third, I'm much more comfortable with than the beginning of the third, just because what's the passing volume in that offense going to be? It's going to be tough for them to sustain three guys at those current price tags because they're probably going to use Lance's legs and they're probably going to protect them some as well. And, you know, Derek Brown is one of the sharpest people I know. He loves him some Trey Sermon. I get it. In the zone scheme of Kyle Shanahan, it gets very sexy when you look at his Ohio State stats. But Raheem Mostert, if you talk to Beats, it's going to be the number one back if he can stay healthy. 2 years ago, he led all of football in yards per touch. And last year he was top 10. This guy's got 4.3 speed. He's a home run game breaker. They're going to split time. So give me the guy with the bigger playmaking ability with Mostert over Sermon at a slightly cheaper price tag.
I just think I'm going to avoid that backfield altogether. I mean, honestly, I'm with you. And D-Bro, I know he really loves himself some Sermon, and we'll get him on this show to talk up Sermon, of course, and he can defend the case. A bit of a committee. Maybe if both of these guys are healthy all season, it could be like a 60-40, and maybe Sermon takes over a little bit. But at the end of the day, we do have Trey Lance in there. who's going to call his own number. I'm looking at the schedule. I'm trying to think when it could happen, when that change could happen. And I think the thing is what you had said, it's not early enough. And why I think he could continue to rise up draft boards is, what if he's just balling out in preseason? What if Jimmy Garoppolo is throwing picks? Like, remember a couple years ago, he had one practice where he threw five picks and everybody was absolutely losing their mind. They know what they have in Jimmy. They already know. That's why they moved up and traded all that draft capital to grab Trey Lance with a third pick and how it can fit Shanahan's offense. I look at the first 2 weeks in Detroit, in Philly, like those are just very winnable games. So like that switch may not happen then, but heck, if they were to lose one of those games, certainly if they were to lose at the link in Philly week two, that switch just may happen before you know it. Green Bay week three, Seattle week four, Arizona week five, and then the bye. I think we see 10 plus games from Trey Lance, and where he's going right now, I think it's an absolute steal, right?
I'm going to go bold here.
Week one?
I think he starts week one. After the draft, Todd McShay and Daniel Jeremiah were said, outside of Trevor Lawrence and Zach Wilson, who's the most likely quarterback to start, like who starts first? And they both said Trey Lance, they think Trey Lance is going to start week one. Now, a lot of information has come out since then. But like you mentioned, the 49ers know what they have in Jimmy G, and then they trade him. They probably think he stinks, right? I mean, when they went on the Super Bowl run, right, it was like, you're going to throw eight passes, and we're just going to run. Because it was like when Jalen Hurts was at Alabama as a freshman. Yeah. Like, the only way we lose is if you mess this up. So we're not going to let you mess it up. And now they have a guy that can actually go out there and win them games. And you just mentioned the easy schedule. In my mind, yeah, why not have my young quarterback start against Detroit as opposed to, we're 2-3 now. And now there's a lot of pressure for this guy to kind of go on and make this run. If he looks good during preseason, and like I mentioned before, like, preseason, they don't really call defensive plays. I mean, they call them plays, but they're not really scheming. They're not game planning. They're not doing all these things that take away. They're giving the offenses a lot of easy production.
Right.
And those mobile quarterbacks kill preseason. They look at it historically. Like him, I really think him and Fields are going to put a lot of pressure on those coaching staffs after preseason, where they put up big numbers. Jimmy G's out there completing 3 of 7 passes for 12 yards, and the fan base is clamoring for him. You know, this is why they went up and got him, and I think they'll make that switch very early on.
And that was my thing too. And, you know, a free article over at ftmfantasy.com, and I'm doing it every week on just the biggest risers and fallers and a bit of a video just to break it down a little bit more for you guys. And that was my thing, that if Lance was named starter, or he is balling out in the preseason here and Jimmy is struggling, I mean, if he was announced starter right now, he wouldn't obviously be quarterback 18. He would be in that 11 to 12 range, wouldn't you think? I would rather him than Stafford. Hurts, agree. I like Tannehill, but I'd rather him over Tannehill. Like Lawrence, I'd probably take the shot over Lawrence too, just given the offense, given the legs, and given the weapons and how explosive some of these guys are after the catch. So like, if you're doing drafts now, like, get it done. I think like having Lance, whether he starts week one or not, and that is a bold call, and I agree with a lot of it. Why not throw him out to the Lions and the Eagles week one and two before you have the Packers week three in Seattle and Arizona inside the division? So I would just say do it now. He's continuing to rise up draft boards. His min pick is 96. Last month, Elliott, his min pick was 124. So people are starting to just reach a little bit. I don't even feel like it's that big of a reach. I think you're drafting him maybe in super flex leagues as your second quarterback, and he has upside to be a top five week in and week out. If he's the starter week one or week seven, whatever it is, whatever week it is, he's going to have upside to finish as a top five quarterback at that position. Do you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, again, it's like the Aaron Rodgers thing. He's going to be a top 10 quarterback if he plays the whole season. He just is. And like, this goes back to the very first thing I said, embrace uncertainty. Like, that's the whole point. You are getting a guy that will be a top 10 quarterback if he plays at quarterback 18. Like, that's the, someone else is saying, I have to see it before I'm comfortable with it. And you're saying, no, I'm playing for, we're Ricky Bobby in this thing, right? Like, who cares if I come in fourth in my fantasy league? I want the trophy. I want the cash. I don't really care. Now, first or last, tattoo leagues, maybe a little different. Maybe we want to make sure we come in top 11 so we don't get, you know, one of those punishment leagues and we're walking in a baby costume down Times Square. But other than that, like, we're playing for first, so let's go for first.